Hey, you. Yes, you. Welcome to Pillow Talk, where late night thoughts meet grown-up conversations. I'm Destiny Shanae, your favorite bestie with the mic, serving real talk on love, sex, and all the confusing, messy-ish in between the sheets. Around here, we talk spicy and heal loudly. We don't fake the vibe, and we damn sure don't fake the orgasms. So curl up with your favorite tomorrow tea, close your eyes, and just listen to the sound of my voice. Breaks in any relationship. You guessed it. Communication. Now, quite frankly, I don't think nobody knows what communication is. We have all heard communication is key. Let's be real. How many of us actually know how to use that key? If communication was a key, that key would be lost. That key would not work. It wouldn't open the doors. That key would not go anywhere ever at all. So tonight we're going to break down why so many couples struggle to get it right, what real listening looks like, and how to stop talking at each other, because that's what we do. We talk at each other. Let's talk to each other. You know, this is about to get deep. And I'm not going to hold back either, because I am so guilty of a lot of these things. But I always have a reason, right? Okay, so go ahead. Grab your tomorrow tea, because I'm actually sipping on our mucus detox blend. Y'all, I have been outside all weekend long. And let me tell you, I went to an event this weekend, and between the smoke, the food, the drinking, the talking, the shaking hands, the just breathing in everybody's face, y'all, this mucus detox blend is already working. I love it. So just make sure you guys check out tmorrow.store. That is TEA-MORROW, MORROW.store, and pick up your favorite tea. If you do not see a blend that you really need, we are a healthy tea blend. Don't get me wrong, we have some good blends too that are just tasty, but we specialize in healthy tea blends, like lupus, prostate, mucus, liver. We have a good tasty liver detox. Anything that you need, email us, hit us up, go to tomorrow.store and contact us and let us know what you're looking for, and we'll blend it up and make it for you. So whatever you guys want to do, roll up, whatever you need to do to put you to sleep while you're listening to my voice, like I said earlier, go do it and let's get into it. Talk to me. Don't talk at me, right? That's what we need to remember, because we just definitely talk at each other. Doesn't really matter what type of relationship it is, any kind of situationship, whether it's a coworker, whether it's your boyfriend, your mother, your kid, doesn't really matter. Talk to me and not at me. Why communication breaks down? Because most of us don't listen to understand, right? When somebody else is talking, you guys are waiting on your turn to talk instead of tuning in to what's really being said. Let me say that again. Tune in to what's really being said instead of listening just to have your turn and to have, you know, somebody hear you out. We listen to respond. That's all we do. We're just waiting for our turn to defend ourselves or throw a counterpoint. But here's the thing. When you focus on what you want to say, you miss what your partner is really trying to tell you. And that's right there. That is what creates distance. For, and I'm going to pick on the men for a minute right now. Men, I know you guys say she talked too much. She doesn't get to the point. She talks around it. You're absolutely true. I am so like that. Give me the meat and potatoes. Don't say, well, you know, back in the day, well, when I don't want to know all that and I don't care to know all that. I want to know the meat and potatoes. I want to know what's wrong. Let's get to the point. Let's see if it's fixable. Because if it's not fixable, then I'm not going to waste your time. Right? Right? Communication breaks down because we confuse talking with connecting. Just because you're saying words doesn't mean your partner feels heard. Remember that. Just because you're saying those words, that doesn't mean that they feel heard, even though they're saying these words. Men, oh, you talk. That's all you'll do. Y'all talk a lot because we feel like you don't hear us. We continue talking and continue harping on it because we know you don't know how we feel. You didn't hear that. Remember? You're just because they're saying words doesn't mean you know how they feel. Let's talk about something real big for a moment. We're going to talk about tone. Yes, tone, because tone matters. I don't know why you guys think tone does not matter, but tone matters more than words. You can say, I'm fine, 100 times. But if the energy behind it is sharp and dismissive or cold, then your partner's going to feel that way more than the words, I'm fine. We know that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So let's fix it. Tone. Fix your tone. Timing. Timing is everything. You hear that. You know that. You live it. You work that. You breathe it. You eat it. Timing is everything. Don't eat after 7 if you don't want to continue to gain weight. Don't eat before this time. Timing is everything. Work out during these core hours. You know, some of you guys may even work. I know where I work. I have to work between core hours. Work between core hours. As long as you are there between core hours, that's all that matters. So timing is everything. I'm fine at the wrong time means a whole lot, right? Not every moment is the right time to bring up something heavy. If your partner just walked through the door, tired from work, maybe that's not the right time to unpack last week's argument. I know for me, it would never be the time to pack last week's argument. Unpack that last week, unpack it when it happened, unpack it at the right time. Choose the right moment. It shows a lot of respect. Choose that, right? Because that way your partner will know, well, dang, I know you've been wanting to talk, but you actually waited until the right moment. It shows respect for their energy, your energy, and the conversation itself, the people itself. It just shows respect. So timing is everything. Time equals respect. And I think I said that this weekend to somebody. Time equals respect or disrespect. Avoiding conversations doesn't make the problem disappear. It builds up walls. It makes people resent you, each other. So if you really want a communication that works, start by listening to understand, not to respond. Listen to understand what they're going through, not what they're saying to you. Match your tone to your intentions also. Respect the timing. And stop running from those hard conversations because those are the ones that build trust. Those are the ones that give you freedom. I used to say this in my marriage and he never understood. Truth builds freedom. Truth gives you freedom. If you can tell me the truth, if I can trust you, then you can have all the freedom in the world, because I know you're going to not do something that's going to harm me, or because I know that you're going to tell me the truth about that good stuff, bad stuff. Trust, truth, real, it builds freedom. It really, really, truly does. I've explained to my kids, I've taught my kids that, and they've had probably a lot more freedom than they should have had, but I trusted them and they trusted me. And they told me when things was wrong. They told me when things was going haywire, but I also trusted them. So, like I said, they had a little bit more freedom than they should have had, and that's a whole nother podcast. I know I say that to you guys a lot. That's a whole nother podcast, but that really is a whole nother podcast, because freedom early may bring problems later. Remember that. So let's go ahead and talk about healthy communication and what that looks like. If we know what breaks communication down, then we should actually know what builds it up, right? Healthy communication. Because love isn't just about saying, I love you. It's about how you talk to each other when things aren't so sweet. For example, using I statements instead of accusations, right? You never listen to me. That's a blaming game. How about you try saying, I feel unheard when I'm talking and the TV's on. I feel unheard when I'm talking and all you're doing is rummaging through your phone. I feel unheard when da 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 da. You need to put it back on you, because they may not know that you feel unheard. They may be doing something that I do, which we'll talk about a little later. Doing something on your phone, watching TV while you're listening. They're listening. They could be actively listening to you, but you're accusing them of doing something. You're saying, see, you never listen to me. And they're sitting there saying, I'm listening to you. I'm sitting right next to you. I have nothing to do but hear you. That is also wrong, because you are not actively listening to understand me. So the difference between you never listen to me, accusation, and I feel unheard when, that's the difference. One puts partner on defense. The others opens the door for them to understand your feelings, right? Just as we talked earlier today about body language is important. If a partner says, I'm fine, but their body language says otherwise, tune into that. Listening to feelings beyond the words, not just the words themselves, right? That's what you have to do. Sometimes what they don't say is way louder than what they do. And you guys know that. But why is it so hard to do that? Why is it so hard to be unselfish? Because when you're saying, yeah, well, they just need to say what's on their mind. Yeah, I see that they're mad sitting over there pouting, but they're not saying anything. And every time I ask, they say, fine. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for this. Well, you know what? You guys have not mastered the communication. Because if that's going on, then neither one of you feel comfortable enough with each other to go over and say, this is what's wrong with me. Or, okay, let's talk. What's really going on? I see you moping. I see you doing this. Guys, communication is so important. And if you don't feel comfortable to talk to your partner, I may be overstepping a little bit here, but probably not. But hey, that's what best friends do, right? Then why are you with them? If you can't talk to them, why are you with them? Okay. So, body language. Sometimes it's what they don't say, right? That's louder. It's so much louder when you're not saying anything but moping around my house. That's where real connection happens, in the unspoken feelings. Because if I'm not picking up on your unspoken feelings, then do we really have a connection? Or your unspoken attitude, do we have a connection? And again, I'm not saying that you have to know exactly what's wrong with them, but you do need to know that something's wrong with them. Body language. Again, why are you guys partners? Answer that. DM me at letstalk@pillowtalk_. Let's talk at pillowtalk_ on IG. DM me and add, tell me, why is your partner if you're going through so much, especially communication? I really want to know that. So asking questions instead of making assumptions, right? Don't fill in the blanks with your own fears or past experiences. We all know what that is. Assuming makes what? Absolutely an ass of yourself. You assume they don't care about you. Baby, what do you mean when you said that? That question invites clarity. Not just sitting here saying they don't care about me or, oh, you don't care about me. No. When they say what they say to make you feel a certain way, you need to ask for clarity. What do you mean by that? Questions invite clarity. I said that earlier. Questions invite clarity. Assumptions invite conflict. Because now I'm assuming. So now I'm mad on the inside. Now I'm getting all frustrated because I'm assuming that he doesn't care about me or she doesn't care about me. And now I have to do other things because this is what happened in the last time. And y'all, that is so much. That's so much when you can just simply ask a question. Because again, I ask you, why are they your partner? If you can't ask them a question. Healthy communication is really about creating a safe space where you can be honest without fear. You know, where both partners, they know that their feelings matter. That's how you move from talking to truly connecting. Now, let's get into the intimacy of communication. Because yes, yes, and yes, words matter. But real connection goes deeper than that. So let's dive into that, right? First up, we're going to talk about that dreaded word. What dreaded word? Love? No. We're not talking about love. Vulnerability. Yes, I said it, vulnerability. And I say it's dreaded because most people often associate this word with what? Absolutely, I heard y'all out there. Weakness. And it's not weakness. Being honest about what you need without fear of rejection, that means saying, I need more affection. I need reassurance right now. Even in the scary moments. Right? We need to normalize being able to say that without our partners feeling like we're weak. And so the freak, what if we are being weak in a moment of, hey, I just need your arms wrapped around me. I just need clarity. I just need some reassurance right now. I just need some affection right now. What's wrong with saying that? What's wrong with being weak for your love? So let's turn this word weak into something positive. Would you rather me be weak for somebody else's love, somebody else's ear, somebody else's chest? Or would you rather me be weak for your love? Right. Think about that. Vulnerability is the bridge to closeness. If you can't be real about your needs, your partner never gets a chance to meet them, right? Or not meet them. You go through life all the whole time saying, man, I wish they could see me. But all along, you're not saying anything. When a man cannot be vulnerable to his partner, to his spouse, to his wife, then he looks elsewhere. When a woman cannot be vulnerable to their partner, to their spouse, to their husband, they look elsewhere. And here comes Mr. or Mrs. Hey, come be vulnerable with me. Absolutely. So you have to say to yourself, Did I pick the right partner that I could be vulnerable with and not feel ashamed, not feel attacked, not feel beaten, but just feel loved, feel seen, and feel heard? I know, you tell me. And don't be sitting right there looking at your partner with the evil eye when they come in either, when you, after you listen to this podcast, or if your partner is sitting in the same bed with you, don't be looking at them, giving them the evil eye, saying, you might not be my partner. Guess what? You chose them. So at some point in time, they may have hit all of these, or at some point in time, they may have never, ever, ever hit anything at all. Again, don't be giving them the stank eye just because you chose them. That's your fault. Okay, sorry about that. Up next is that active listening. It ties back into what we were talking about earlier, communication, listening. And I'm not talking about nodding your head while you're scrolling on your phone. Again, like I said, I was going to talk about something here real quick. I'm going to contradict myself, but for all good reason. Hold on. Like tuning in, like truly tuning in, looking them in the eyes, hearing them, hearing the feeling underneath their words, right? Hearing them. Active listening is an act of love. It's how partners feel heard, seen, and safe with you. Now, to my confession, let me tell you about my confession. Because I have a mouth, and because I like to talk, and because I think that I'm pretty intelligent, second in my class, graduated second in my class. Okay, I actually have to, in order to not correct you or interrupt you or let you speak, I have to do something else. This is the legal side of me. This is the paralegal in me, okay? Because when I'm in court, I'm looking at words. I'm looking, making sure what you're saying, you know, is matching what I have. I'm doing a lot of stuff. So in order for me to pay attention and to actively listen to you, I do get on my phone and play a game. And I tell people, or, you know, and this is of course during discussions. This is not a heated discussion. This is not something, you know, crazy. This is during important discussions. This is even when I'm at work. If you want me to pay attention to you, I have to look away, because if I'm looking you dead in your face, something inside of me has to start objecting to things. Like, even if you don't say it right, I gotta say it right. I don't know. It's crazy. Call me the girl monk when it comes to legal stuff or when it comes to debates and stuff like that, but it's so weird. So, but again, the heated ones, we're not gonna go there. But the heated ones, trust me, we're not gonna go there. But seriously, you guys have to actively listen. And actively listen does mean looking them in the eye. Actively listen does mean not only listening to what they say, but look at how they feel. Look at how they're acting. Look at the feelings underneath of what they're saying. Just pay attention. Pay attention. And then I ask you that question that you're going to get tired of me asking. Is and why are they your partner? Yeah. Okay. And sometimes, let's be honest, words aren't even necessary. Physical clues, you know, they can speak louder than like 1,000 explanations. A hand on one knee, a hug that lingers. We all know about the hug that lingers. Holding their face when they're upset. Those little gestures can say, I'm here with you, without uttering a single word. I love that word, utter. Utter. Speaking of utter, and this has nothing to do with utters, but you guys have to see the pillow that my man, my king, bought me this weekend. I love my pillow. My pillow is amazing. And it's so funny because I thought it was cotton candy and my fat ass was going to go over there. And as soon as he finished setting up, I was thinking to myself, I should walk over there now and get the cotton candy, or should I wait until after he finishes setting up so then I can go walk around everywhere? So then my greedy ass was like, okay, I'll wait until after he finished setting up. Let him go and get the pictures. And like I said, we had an event that we were doing this weekend. So him and his partner was out there doing their video cameras because, yes, we have a media company, Andro Media Galaxy. Shout out to you guys. So I was just sitting there waiting for him to get back, you know, patiently like I always do. But anyway, he brings me this thing. And it was so crazy because I thought, a chocolate cotton candy. Never had that before. I looked at that. I looked back at what I thought was a cotton candy. Y'all, it wasn't a cotton candy. Oh, it was not. I said, what is this? And he's like, it's for you. And I was like, this is mine. He's like, yeah. I said, I thought it was cotton candy. And he looked at me and I was like, yeah, from here, look, it looks like cotton candy. And so he turns back around and he looks at me again. He's like, that doesn't look like cotton candy. But anyway, I love my pillow because my room is really different. You know, my room, my bedroom, that's my boudoir, you know, my boudoir. So, anyway, let's get back on. Intimacy in communication isn't just about what comes out of your mouth. It's about how you show up, how you listen, and how you use both words and touch to say, I love you, I'm here, and I see you. Alrighty. So you know we gotta slide into pillow talk confessions. But, like I was telling you this weekend, I went to an event. And yes, y'all, I was outside. That's why I'm drinking my water and my mucus tea, because I've been sneezing and all this stuff. So yes, I was outside this weekend. So in networking with people, I'm super excited because I have 5 new guests coming on my show. I get to talk to them this week and plan, and I'm super excited. I'm going to be busy for the next couple of weeks. So I'm happy. Thank you. Round of applause. And yes, I did that in a circle. You know it. Okay. So, in saying all that, I was out there, out in the streets, y'all. And so, I talked to this one person. And they said, I was telling them about what I do and how we can work together. And I told them about Pillow Talk. I said, well, come on my podcast. Come on my podcast, Pillow Talk. And, sorry, I had messed up stuff over here, pushing buttons and all kinds of things. And anyway, he's like, yeah, because I have a story. And I said, really? I said, well, I have Pillow Talk Confessions if you want to get a story out. In saying that, the young lady next to me was like, can I send you a Pillow Talk Confession? And I was like, of course. She's like, do I have to see my name? And I said, absolutely not. I said, this is about communication. And what I'm doing tomorrow is about communication. So I had asked her if she wanted to come on, but she was so nervous when I said that. Oh my God, you should have seen her face. Her face lit up like a Christmas tree in embarrassment. And she was like, no. And I was like, it's only voice. And so when I said only voice, she goes, oh, really? So it was a little bit different, but music was playing. We had 2 different DJs, and it was just a little really loud for us to do it there. So she did send me her confession. So this is what she said. I used to shut down every time my partner brought up issues. I thought staying quiet kept the peace, but really it made her feel invisible. One night he said, your silence is louder than any argument. That hit me. I realized communication isn't just about talking. It's about showing up even when it's uncomfortable. Yes. I thank her so much. And of course, I know her name, but you know, one day I'm going to get her on my podcast. And she said she'd come on as long as she doesn't have to get seen. You know what I mean? Visuals. But we're going to see. Y'all, I feel that. I know you guys felt it as well. Because silence screams the loudest. If I see something and it's silent, than I know, because I know how to be silent. I am the world's biggest silent person. I can't even just sit here and tell you the situation, because sometimes my silence means I get it and you were right, but don't get it messed up. I say that. I get it. You were right. And that's all I have to say, because there's nothing else left to say. Again, silence screams the loudest. There's some silences that are good. And then, of course, most of the time, silences, and what we're talking about, is extremely bad. I thank you for sharing, and I cannot wait to bring your beautiful self on my podcast. Thank you. If you guys want to send me a pillow talk, hit me up on IG. DM me. Let's talk. @pillowtalk_. Or you guys can always email me too. I don't really remember my email right now, but I'm supposed to get it for you. So let's see what my email is. It's because I have so much, I just do not remember. So my email is letstalk@pillowtalk@gmail.com. So the at in between is AT. It is not the at sign, it is the AT. So it's letstalk@pillowtalk@gmail.com. So you guys can do one or the other. You guys can either email me, or you can either DM me on IG. And yeah, talk to me. Confess. Give me some confessions. I love confessions. Yes, you can be anonymous. That's why she sent it to me. Alrighty. Send me those pillow talk confessions, because I love reading them and I love hearing them. All right, so it is time for red flag, green flag. We call it how we see it. Communication addition. So today we're going with the red flag first. Every argument turns into the blame game, where the goal is to win and not to understand. That sounds like manipulation to me. Straight manipulation. There's nothing else more to be said about it. It's just manipulation. Every argument turns into a blame game. So I ask the question, why is this your partner? Yep. Green flag. You and your partner can pause mid-argument, breathe, and say, let's come back when we're calmer. This right here is not weakness at all. It shows emotional maturity. Some people be like, no, because you, man, bump all that. You guys have to do what's real about you. You guys have to do what works for you. That's to me, that's people wanting to get to a real solution so they will not have to come back to this situation again. It's one thing I hate. I don't want to talk about the same situation over and over and over and over again. I'm getting older and mature, and with my partner now, we can argue, and of course, we got here. It wasn't like this at the beginning. Of course, no, it's not like this at any beginning of a relationship. Well, for me, I guess it was a little more real. We wasn't able to argue and then turn around and be back laughing and have a good time. We're at that point now to where I could fuss, or he could fuss. And then after the fussing, I'd be like, yo, you ready to go and get something to eat? Or, you know, we just keep it moving. We were learning each other. We're learning. I am learning. I have to say, I am learning that there are certain things that doesn't need the hugest blow up. It may just need something to be said about it. So, again, growth is maturity. Learning is maturity. Learning is growing. Let's do this, right? At the end of the day, remember this. If you're with the one who is truly for you, these are only situations. Misunderstandings, tone slips, bad timing, those are just moments. They should never define your relationship. The right person won't run from communication. They'll lean into it with you. When love is real, every situation is just another chance to grow. closer, mature. And that brings us to our heart-to-heart segment. Good communication isn't about being perfect. It's about being present. Can you create your space where your partner feels safe enough to share the truth? Can you be open enough to hear it without immediately defending yourself? That took a long time. That took years, but it also took the right partner. And I can say that because with my partner now, I don't feel attacked when my partner brings up a situation. I can't say that about my partner because I'm still working on myself. Because it's hard for me to bring up a situation if if the situation is directly about you. It is taking me a little longer not to attack, but I now know how to do it with love. Like I said, with the right partner, I know how to do it with love. The truth is, communication is not just words. It's tone. It's timing. It's energy. It's the way you put your phone down when they're talking, or the way you check in with, baby, are you okay? Even when they say they're fine and you know they're not. That's love in motion. It's a wonderful thing. I love love in motion, right? In closing, communication in relationships is just not about words. Again, it's about connection. It's about choosing to hear your partner's heart, not just their voice. So next time you're in a moment, ask yourself, am I listening to reply? Or am I listening to understand? That's it for tonight's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in, for being vulnerable, and for always keeping it real with me. Don't forget, share your confessions, DM me, drop them anonymously, or you can drop them with your location and your name. Don't forget to share your confessions, DM me, drop them anonymously, and they might make it to the next episode. Until then, keep the conversation open. Keep the love flowing, and remember, every whisper, every word is yours.